Well, we've gotten some good news on metrics for what little good that does us in Harris County. COVID infections in Texas continue to decline. Hospitalizations continue to decline, so much so in the Harris, Galveston, Montgomery County areas that you are free to open your bar. Well, in Montgomery and Galveston you are, but not in Harris County where lockdown Judge Lena Hidalgo.
See, they lock us down, though, based on the region, which is Montgomery, Galveston, Harris, and I don't know which how many surrounding counties.
Right.
But when it comes time to open, she refuses to open us by region.
Exactly. Well, she's not following the governor's rules. And I would think the governor's rules would supersede anything she wants to do. Dr. Emily Williams-Knight, president and CEO of the Texas Restaurant Association, which has to feel a little, well, beyond picked on at this particular point, in particular in Harris County. What if anything, can you folks do about this?
Yeah, good morning. You know, we actually met with the governor this week. He attended our board of directors meeting, which was great because he reassured us exactly what you just said, that the numbers are coming down. You know, one of the things we asked for actually as an association was to have one set of rules. If you think about when this pandemic started almost a year ago, we had stuff happening in 254 counties, and they were all different. So if you operate a business outside of one county, two, three, four counties, you had no idea what to do. You had no idea how to schedule people. So we get one set of rules. We open with one set of rules. And then when we started to see some of the numbers start to shift, he went to by hospital region. It's worked really well. Now those numbers are all coming down at the same time the immunization or people vaccinated are going up. You know, it's time to open Texas. And so for us, we're looking at now only two hospital regions in the entire state that are below 75%, El Paso and Laredo. And they're making really good progress. And so, you know, we feel like after almost 11 and a half months, then being crippled by a snow and ice storm, it's time to open up safely. We still have to keep protocols in place, and it's time to get people back to work and get these businesses moving again.
How can a single tyrant get away with this?
You know, we have, you know, we've had some challenges with local authority. And listen, I want to be clear. You know, we all want to save lives. We want to protect lives. And so that's never been the case. And to this date, if you can find me a piece of evidence that the spread of COVID-19 came from restaurants, I'd love to see it. Nationally, we have not seen this. And so constantly the go-to lever is let's just shut down restaurants. I think we saw this happen in El Paso and we challenged it when it came to curfews, if you remember all the curfew game. And then we challenged it in Austin, but we actually went to the Supreme Court and we won. And so therefore, you've seen no other curfews in place. And so I think that, you know, we'd like to partner with the judge. We'd like to talk about and show the evidence. But at this point, when the numbers are the numbers and the governor has a set of rules, we all need to follow them.
Right. So are you counting, if the judge does not change her mind on this, are you counting on the state to intervene on your behalf?
You know, it's a little tricky with restaurants and bars. So if you think about it, restaurants were open May 1st, and we've not been closed again. So we've gone from 75, you know, started at 25, but we got to 75, got back to 50. And we've sort of been living in that window. The bars, actually, they made a decision to have the bars be decided by the local judge. And so the judge is actually making that decision. And so what I've said to my bar colleagues, who worked very closely with them, is you need to sit down and have a conversation. You need to go to the media and talk about how hard these bars have just been destroyed. You know, and these are not all places where people are just standing around and drinking in chaos and what people may perceive, but it's time to have that conversation. It's time to have the conversation that's happened all across the states for the bars that are reopened, that it's time to do it. It's time to do it safely. And honestly, we've even prepared plans, right? We work with the bar community to prepare a bar opening plan, right? A bar safety plan. And then use the enforcement mechanism of TABC and local authorities to clamp down on those that are not following the rules. But to be honest, a majority are, and they're being punished. And so I think it's time for that dialogue for the bar community to have with her.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, she's getting so much national attention.
Yeah, she sure is. Dr. Knight, thank you. That's Dr. Emily Williams-Knight, president and CEO of the Texas Restaurant Association.